This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper, and this is edition number 1999, recorded on Thursday, the 22nd of February, 2018. Your views and comments are important to us, and you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. I'm Sarah Lomax, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Rupert Hipwell. This week, we welcome new listener Mrs. Barbara Betts of Norwich. Hello, and we hope you enjoy receiving your weekly Chatterbox.
On this first part of this week's edition, we'll have news stories from around the city, a selection of letters from the readers of the evening news, and our usual feature. In the second part, we will have, as usual, information desk. But one item of information has slipped through the net, so I'm going to take this opportunity to give a quick plug to an event which is happening this Saturday. Borborough Village Hall will be hosting a quiz and chips night in aid of a breast cancer charity called Little Lifts. It's this Saturday, the 24th of February. It begins at 7:30. The doors open at 6:30. Admission is £8 for adults, which includes supper. £4 if you don't want supper. There's ample free car parking. There's a licensed bar. And the facilities are very accessible. Borborough Village Hall is just off the A47. In fact, it's just off the Watton Road B1108, 2 minutes from there and equally close to the Southern Bypass. If you'd like to reserve a table for yourself and maybe a few friends, you can ring me, Rupert Hipwell, on 746-412. That's Norwich 746-412. And we look forward very much to seeing you if you can make it. Fun is assured. But we start with news that work is underway for the Nook Hospice near Norwich and a celebration for the Bishop of Norwich. Maybe he would like to celebrate with some award-winning chocolates.
The Nook Hospice off Piggott Lane in Framlingham and Earl will replace East Anglia's Children's Hospices, that's each, 26-year-old Quidnam Base. And building work started on the Nook, which costs £10 million, in November last year. Each launched an appeal in November 2014 to raise £10 million for its new hospice, and so far over £7 million has been raised through fundraising efforts across Norfolk. It is hoped the Nook will be finished by March next year in preparation for children with life-threatening conditions and their families that summer. The Nook will be purpose-built on one level with a hydrotherapy pool, sensory room, therapy rooms, a music studio, an outdoor play area and family support group space.
He lives in a palace, sits in the Lords and gets an invitation to Sandringham every Christmas. But the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James, who this week celebrates 25 years as a bishop and is the longest serving bishop in the Church of England, is especially loved for his connection with the people he serves. This is a man who reaches heart and souls, whether he's chatting to the Queen about corgis or to a factory worker about football. When Bishop Graham arrived in Norwich 18 years ago, he described his job as keeping the rumour of God alive. Now at the age of 67 and heading towards retirement, bishops have to retire at the age of 70, he's particularly pleased to have ordained more than 200 people as priests and baptised and confirmed many more in parishes across the diocese.
Chocolates made by a Norfolk company have beaten competition from more than 140 products to win a national taste test. Booja Booja's Hazelnut Crunch Chocolate Truffles have been named the best in the UK by the Good Housekeeping Institute, following a blind taste test of 142 Easter eggs and chocolates. The dairy, gluten and soya-free truffles earned the top score, ranking higher than chocolates from Lindt, Marks & Spencer's and Hotel Chocolat. A team of 80 testers sampled the products across categories including Best for Kids and Best Novelty Eggs. Good Housekeeping said the hazelnut chocolates won because of their smooth truffle filling and elegant hand-painted velvet-lined box. Based in Brook, near Norwich, Buja Buja was first set up in 1999 and prides itself on using a minimal number of simple organic ingredients. A spokesman for the company said they were over the moon to have come out top in the taste test.
All manner of creatures once roamed across Norfolk during the last ice age, including our sound recordist Peter Murch. And now the bones of some of them have wound up at a Norwich charity shop. The bones were dropped off at an East Anglia's Children's Hospices shop in Unthank Road by a woman in late summer last year. And the charity has since had them examined by Norfolk Museum Service. Among the collection are mammoth molars, four specimens of deer antler, and bison limb bones. The collection will be auctioned off at evaluation day at Framingham Earl's schoolhouse on Saturday, March the 10th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visitors will be able to get a maximum of three items valued at a fee of £5 per item. A box of low-value items kept together will count as one item. All proceeds will go to the Nook Appeal.
Norfolk men are more likely to stick to their plans to quit smoking than Norfolk women, according to figures from NHS England. The news comes alongside statistics that show Norfolk smokers are generally less likely to quit smoking within a set date than the rest of England. When setting a date with doctors, men were 1 percentage point more likely to quit than women, while over 60s were the most successful age group, with 54% successfully quitting compared to 41% of 18 to 34-year-olds. This was mirrored by the jobs of the most successful Norfolk quitters, with full-time students only quitting 28% of the time, and retirees were the most likely to quit, with 55% succeeding. Of the 2,494 people in Norfolk who have signed up with the NHS Stop Smoking Service, 46% kicked the habit in a time frame agreed with doctors, 3% lower than the national average of 49%, according to self-reported quit rates. Norfolk quitters can claim some local pride, however, with county smokers more likely than their Suffolk counterparts to quit overall, with only 44% of Suffolk quitters stopping smoking. Out of all the 145 local authorities to report their data, the highest quit rate was 85% in Slough and the lowest was 23% in Cumbria.